Hey, this is the Witch's Magic Murder Mystery Podcast.
Hey, I'm Kara.
I'm Megan.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey.
Yep.
That's good us job. This time.
So, you know, I have recently met people who have been introduced to the podcast, and they've started listening at the beginning, and they're like, y'all hate men.
Sure do.
And I'm like, oh no. Uh-huh. I mean, and I went back and I'm like, I don't hate men, but we talk about a lot of bad men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it is that, and we're so just like, ugh.
Ugh, men.
But like, you know, I also know some good men.
Yeah.
I also know some bad ones.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a good mixture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also, we've talked about bad women on this podcast.
For sure. Making soap out of people or giving them cakes that kill them.
Or just murdering.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to me.
One of my baristas told me this morning when I walked in that she went on a road trip to Indiana and they listened to multiple episodes on the way up there, started from the beginning. And she's like, I'm just trying to get those listens up for you. And I was like, oh, you're going to see a different side of me. This is fun.
It is funny to think about as far as like, you know, when we started the podcast, it was 2020.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like a totally different person.
Oh, we've gone through so many life cycles
together. Yeah, I would say I am living, nothing about my life is the same.
Same.
Uh-oh. And so it's just funny to think anybody that starts listening to the podcast now and starts at the beginning would be like,
they're going to be like, who's that person?
What is happening?
What's happening in their life then? Funny.
Yeah. Anyway, hey guys, we got some ghost stories for you today.
Hey. We've got your ghost stories for you today.
Yes, we do.
How fun.
Just a few of them. And so we thought we would just read them to you because they're fun.
Yeah.
And Kara is coming in on this one blind because she's been so busy. So
it's been nuts. If you live locally and you know somebody that wants to work at a coffee shop, you let me know. Oh my gosh. Actually, there was a listener that was sitting at the bar top and she was like, oh my gosh, I listen to your podcast. And I was like, if you want to work at the coffee shop too, you let me know. And she's like, actually, I might part time. And I was like, perfect. Yeah. Just let me know. And she was like, oh God.
Don't say hi to Kara. You're going to get offered a job. Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
The first story that we have is from Rita.
Hey, Rita.
10 years ago, I lived with my parents, my brother and sister-in-law, and my bedroom was upstairs. And her brother and sister-in-laws were also upstairs.
Okay.
So at the time, my parents weren't home. It was just the three of us. I was studying piano, and in the exam season, I used to have some insomnias. Any time of the night, I would go to my piano because it was right there in her bedroom and she would just study some more, which is a really productive way to spend your insomnia time.
I would not. I would just lay there.
I just lay there being angry that I'm not asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen that meme where it's like your brain at night is like, what is the world made of? And then the rest is like potato, something, ching chong, tomato. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
The night in question was just another night where I couldn't sleep. So I went to play some piano using a pedal that muffles the notes, making the sounds appear very, very weak.
Oh my gosh.
As I was playing, I got some notes wrong. So I stopped to mark in the music sheet the spot that I needed to practice some more.
Okay, whoa.
As I was doing it, I heard some footsteps coming from the hall that separates mine and my brother's rooms. And I immediately froze, thinking that I was playing too loudly and woke them up.
Okay.
So I was about to get a lecture about waking people up in the middle of the night. I quickly jumped to my bed and waited for my brother to open the door. That'd be funny too. Like he opens the door and you're like, well,
I've been asleep this whole time. You woke me up. My gosh, you woke me up. What are you doing in here?
He reversed lecture. But he never opened the door.
Oh.
I waited to hear the footsteps go away, and I never heard it.
Oh.
I was petrified, even though I thought it was just my brother.
Okay.
The next evening, I asked them if they heard me playing the piano late at night, and my sister-in-law said she wakes up to my brother going to the bathroom almost every night, but on that particular night, he slept until the next morning.
Okay.
I made them swear they were telling the truth, and I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
The sound of the footsteps were so clear to me. Even to this day, I can remember them so well. The dragging of the slippers on the wooden floor. That level of specificity. You know?
Yeah.
I never played the piano at night again, and I never heard the footsteps again.
Oh, they were probably just sitting to listen.
Mm.
Or being creepy.
And she says, I still get chills remembering that night.
Ooh, Rita.
That reminds me of when I was like in high school.
Uh-huh.
My friend Cassie, I would give her a ride home. She lived down the road from me.
Yeah.
So I'd taking her home. And then I came home and I was home by myself. But I got there and I swear when I came in the door, I heard someone upstairs.
Oh my gosh.
Walking. Like I could hear the like mm-hmm. regular thumps.
No.
And I was like, oh my God. And I didn't know what to do. So, you know, I grabbed the cordless phone, children, back in the Middle Ages when we had no cell phone. And I called Cassie because I didn't know what she was the only person I knew that like lived close.
Was close, yeah.
Next thing I know, Cassie and her mom show up at my house. Cassie's mom has a gun. She's just like, wait outside. And to this day, I'm still like, I love that woman.
Yeah, so much.
And she just showed up and she like had the gun and she went in the whole house. There was nothing there.
That's cute.
I don't know what I heard.
Yeah,
I
have no idea. Still, that's adorable.
she cleared the house.
Sweet.
I don't even know if I ever told my mom about it because I felt so silly that I had.
Like, you're like, my friend's mom is in here with a weapon.
Okay. This one is from Sarah and it makes me laugh. The opening sentence says, hey there, I have never listened to your podcast.
I love it.
But I saw your post. And I think this must have been one that we did in the Kentucky group, you know, where like, if you have a story, let us know. She's like, and I have something I could share. This is from Sarah.
Okay.
My husband and I moved into a house down by the city county park. That's here in Nicholasville. A woman, the former resident, and ironically, my namesake, had passed away in that house.
Oh.
Her name was also Sarah. We had been told about her passing when we purchased the house, but we never once felt a bad vibe, so we didn't think much of it.
Okay.
Whenever anything weird would happen, we would just joke and be like, oh, it must be Sarah.
Oh.
Then we started noticing that one of our dogs would sit at the living room entrance and just stare down the hallway at night.
Oh, yeah, it did?
He wouldn't even move.
Oh.
Sometimes he would whine for hours.
Oh.
Just watching the hallway.
Like it.
No, I can't stand it when animals just like stare at nothing.
Mm-mm, that's the strangest.
I gotta chill. He did that quite often. One night he was doing that and an old cookbook that was laying on top of my curio cabinet in the kitchen just fell off onto the floor.
Oh, wow.
From that point on, Sarah just became an accepted presence in our house. She clearly used to be a heavy smoker, and sometimes the wall of my bedroom would just start dripping with nicotine stains.
No! Ew!
I'd make a comment that she needs to quit smoking in our house. She said that one would actually creep me out a bit. Yeah! Yeah, Sarah, all of this creeps me out.
I don't like it at all for you, Sarah.
We aren't ones to necessarily believe in ghosts, but she was definitely there in some sense. When we sold the house last month, we actually said a quiet goodbye to her because we were grateful that, ghost or not, she had allowed us to make good memories there. I wish I knew her. I'm sure she was a great person when she was alive. Ain't that sweet?
That's cute. Man.
This one's from Mary. I was going to take this part out at the beginning, but then I wanted to read it because I like what she said. So Mary, right around New Year's Eve, had said something about Megan's, how great Megan looks for having a baby. And I was like, well, thank you. Also, I didn't have a baby. That was Kara.
It's ours.
But everybody, it's our baby. But she says, I'm kind of embarrassed after I got your names mixed up on New Year's Eve. Thankfully, I know that you know words are hard and names are even harder.
Listen, I don't know anybody's name.
Well, I was going to say, people do it all the time. So please don't worry about that at all. I wanted to say something because I don't want you to be embarrassed.
Well, remember when we first started this and we would be like, was that me talking or was that you talking? Yeah.
Now it's like I can totally tell us apart. I'm sure everybody else can too if you've been listening for a while. But it was hard at first.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Megan.
Kara.
We've lost an hour in our day.
Yes. Yes, we have.
I'm tired. But also losing this hour in our day and working chaotic hours at the coffee shop trying to bake and barista because my kids are on spring break this week. The college kids, not my kids. I call them my kids because they're babies. Has made me realize that working so much and doing all this stuff, like, just I need to figure out how to like prioritize my time because I'm missing time with my family. I'm missing time like doing all the fun things that I enjoy. And I actually had a telehealth appointment today where I chatted with my therapist about just trying to figure out how to prioritize all of those things but still get everything done.
Yeah, I think the great thing about therapy that I always say is like it's so nice to have someone that can just help you think through something.
Yeah.
you know, a lot of times people are like, I don't understand the benefit of therapy. And right. I'm like, just go, try
just
it.
Just go, just talk it through.
Yeah, because they're so good at just helping you sort through all your thoughts and right. helping you prioritize.
Right. It's not there. You don't always have to dish your emotions. You don't always end up having to cry. Like, they're yeah. there to help you through pretty much anything.
I mean, I do always cry, yeah, but for whatever, sure. It's fine. I'm a crier. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. They make it super, super easy to get matched with a therapist.
Yeah, and if you don't jive with that therapist, they'll switch you to a new one.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/WMMM today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WMMM. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. But yeah, obviously, I never get names wrong.
No, Megan is so I'm good at it. I'm
great at words.
Yes.
But yeah, so don't be embarrassed at all. I didn't think anything of it. I just didn't want to take credit for looking amazing after having
She's
a baby.
She's like, I mean, I do look I so look good, yeah. But the baby's not. I didn't birth her.
Okay. So she says, so my ghost story is kind of short, but in my teens, I was the only girl left in the house. So I got my own bedroom. It took 15 years.
Oh my gosh.
The entrance to our attic was in my bedroom.
Oh,
I'm already.
Nope.
I'm already stressed. We're done. The only 2 days I really got to sleep in were Saturdays and Sundays, and I was excited to have my own room and actually get to sleep in. But every weekend, I could hear someone going up and down the stairs that led to the attic. The sound of the stairs creaking would wake me up, and I would end up hiding under my blanket until I heard my mom or dad, and then I'd run downstairs.
Oh, my gosh.
I never saw anyone. I never looked to see if I could see anyone. My mom and dad had lived in this house for years, and considering I was the second youngest of 8 kids, if there was a ghost, you would have thought someone might have mentioned it.
Right.
Yeah. 8 kids, Kara.
That's a handful. That's a lot.
But no one had ever mentioned it. Huh. Well, this went on for a few years until I got a job. I think I was around 17.
You lived with that for a few years?
I think that all the time with all these ghost stories where people are like, so I just went on with my day.
And we're like, how?
I saw a floating head in the window, but I just went on with my life.
I just kept going. It's and totally I slept soundly. I'd high five them as I walked by. Huh?
I guess you just have to.
Right? Yeah.
So anyway, I think I was around 17. One Saturday morning, I was awake after a long night at work and a longer night hanging out with my friends. And it was the same thing. The creaking of the stairs. Mm-mm. And I guess I was brave.
Oh.
Because I just screamed at the attic door, stop it. That's called being 17 and not wanting to be woken up. Yeah. The creaking stopped for a second, and then it sounded like he was jumping up and down on the bottom steps.
Oh.
I yelled at the door again, and I heard him walk upstairs, and I never heard him again.
Oh my gosh, just like a sassy little rebellious, I'm going to make not it gonna even
tell
louder.
Me what to do.
Oh my gosh.
I always just figured that this was my very active imagination and maybe being kind of afraid to sleep by myself. But after hearing some of the ghost stories on this podcast, I started to think that maybe it really was a ghost.
Yeah.
I guess I'll never know. Hmm. I mean, you told it to stop and it stopped.
And it got sassy for a second and stopped.
Thank you again for doing the podcast. I know I'm not alone in saying that you bring a lot of fun and laughter to a lot of people, and we look forward to hearing you every week.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Mary.
Thanks so much.
And then the last story that I pulled for you, Kara.
Yeah, Megan.
Is a weird arrest story. And it's a pretty old one.
Oh, amazing.
I don't know how we missed it, but
yeah.
It's from Kim. Okay, so, Kim, I hope you're still listening.
Yeah. This was inspired by Megan's arrest story. For those of you that have not heard it, please go back and listen. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. So I had told that story, and then Kara was like, if you have a weird arrest story, send it in. And we got a few, but we didn't get a lot. And I feel like maybe there's some of you who are new listeners at this point.
And you have some awkward arrest stories.
Yeah. We want to hear it, whether it's yours or someone you know's, but you know, don't tell us the name.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in trouble.
No, let's keep it anonymous.
Okay. Hi, my name is Kim, and I was listening to episode 114 today. There you go. Kara even tells you what episode to go
there
listen
you
to.
Go.
Or Kim does. And she heard us say at the end of the episode that we wanted to hear crazy stories about getting arrested. And she's like, well, I wasn't technically arrested, but I was detained for the strangest reason.
Okay. Do tell, Kim.
So I grew up in Puerto Rico, and there are several local legends about aliens and UFOs.
Mm.
It is said that there is some sort of government facility along the lines of Roswell in the rainforest in the center of the island.
Rainforest aliens?
Well, it just got it hidden in there.
Yeah.
Arecibo,
you did
Puerto Rico, had one of the largest observatories in the world.
Of aliens? Like Jurassic Park, but it's
aliens. I think observatories like what I talked about from Ohio State.
Yeah. But for aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was used to send radio signals to space and receive transmissions from space.
How cool.
It's the location where the movie Contact was filmed. Oh, my God. I love Contact.
Oh,
it's so good.
I haven't watched that.
And the main story took place at the observatory.
Okay.
Puerto Rico is, as far as I know, also the birthplace of the Chupacabra legend.
Oh, it's such a bad one.
My whole life, I grew up hearing stories about how there are UFOs in the rainforest and in El Yunque National Park. My story happened in 1993 when I was 2 months pregnant with my son. I was with my then husband and a group of friends, and there were a total of 8 of us. We were hiking in the rainforest when nightfall came, and we were still very high up on the mountain.
Oh, no, thank you.
There's no electricity in the rainforest and no streetlights.
There's critters.
And spiders.
Oh, no.
So when it got dark, you could not see 6 inches in front of you. Mm. And it was easy to get turned around and lost.
No, thank you.
I would just be dead.
I would lay on the ground and cry. Whatever's going to eat me, just come here. I am jaguar food now.
So we set up tents and spent the night in a clearing.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing too extraordinary. The strange events happened the next morning when we left the clearing and started our trek back to the main road. Like I said, you could easily get turned around in the dark, so we weren't quite sure where we were.
Oh.
But we did know we needed to move downward. So as we were walking, we reached a clear field and figured we must be close to the road because it's a flat surface.
Okay.
And then we realized that there's a military truck driving in the field toward us.
Huh?
And we stopped to see what was going on.
Mm.
There were a total of 3 trucks and about 6 soldiers in each truck.
Oh.
They stopped next to us and pointed their rifles at us and told us to get in the back of the trucks.
What? That's terrifying.
We were outnumbered, so we complied. And they have guns. I mean, guns.
Yeah.
So they divided us up into different trucks. The women were put in one truck. That would have scared me so much.
Yeah.
There were 3 of us, and the men were divided between the 2 remaining trucks.
Oh, my gosh.
The backs of the trucks were covered in canvas, so we could not see where they were taking us. During the ride, I tried to ask where we were going, since I was near panicking.
Yeah.
She's like, remember, I was 2 months pregnant. And I'm like, oh, my God. And they just told her to keep quiet. I would have been a wreck.
Yeah.
When we reached the location or base or whatever that place was, we were taken to a small cabin-style shack, and there was a table and 3 chairs and nothing else. We were told not to speak to each other, and then we were interviewed 1 by 1.
What?
Again, the women separate from the men. I was interviewed by a male soldier, and a woman soldier stood behind me the whole time without speaking.
No, thank you.
He asked simple questions like, why were we on that path?
We don't know. It's dark.
Yeah. What were we doing in the rainforest? Had we met anyone during the night? Did we see anything out of the ordinary? Had we heard anything strange?
What?
Several hours and many, many questions later, they just let us go. They piled us back into the canvas trucks and drove us to our cars on the main road.
What?
We never saw them again and never had any follow-up calls or visits. I never knew why we were stopped, but to this day, my son talks about the day he was detained by the alien police. He was a fetus at the time. I hope my story
was inconvenienced too.
I hope my story was entertaining. FYI, I've gone back to the rainforest several times since then, but never encountered anything like the soldiers again. Not that I would have wanted to.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like aliens. Like they were too close, or just any kind of military government secret. Yeah. You know?
What did you see? What did you hear?
I know.
What if they were just like, oh, well, I did hear.
Oh, yeah.
Just you're nothing.
Goner. I saw nothing.
You're a goner. Oh, yeah. No, it's
creepy. That's so creepy. So, yeah, that's it.
What a wild story.
I love these listener stories that get sent in.
Yeah, if you're new here and you're going backwards,
yeah,
we would still love to get some ghost stories or any fun listener stories like that. We'll randomly read them.
Oh, yeah. We wait till we get several. And I think we're kind of low on them at this point. So if any of you have been thinking about sending in a story, feel free. And we'll save it till we get a bunch. And then we'll do an episode like this where we get to read your stories. And you get to learn a little bit about other people that listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
We love you
so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.